Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Maddie's calling me out at the beginning of hour number three for barely making it back after going and getting a big old Philly soft pretzel. It's a half pretzel. Got to save on the carbs.
It looks giant.
I mean, it's pretty big, but it's...
Where's your mustard?
Right here, baby.
All right.
I can't tip it because then I'll spill it all over my computer.
Hey, Chris Russell, this is another job we could have on the show. Chris Russell, repeat after me. Said, we do no tipping.
We do know what?
We do know tipping.
What the hell does that mean?
We do know. Just say it, Russell.
No. I don't want to say something that I don't.
We do know tipping. Cue the food said it's already sold. You said that. You had no clue what the hell it was. Now, Let's go to Paul in Nashville because he has something for me, potentially.
Ooh,
Paul. What's up, Paul?
A happy birthday present? What's up, Paul?
Was the stipulation surrounding my
What's
day.
Up, guys? It's Paul. It's the other Pauly from Nashville.
Attaboy. the Pauly that I like. That's right.
That's right. Hey, thanks for the kudo on the singing on the Instagram there, too.
That's right. I remember.
Anyway,
I got to get down to Nashville, man. That's a great city. What a fun city.
You got to come down here. But for Linnell, man, if the Commanders win tonight, I'm sending you some Hattie B's hot chicken on me since you don't like dessert. It's coming your way.
There we go, brother.
Wait a second, Paul. Yeah. He's not going to like that either. Yeah. You're just wasting your time. You're wasting your money.
Either?
Yeah.
No, Paul. Well, I'll be honest with you, Paul. I'm actually not the biggest spicy food guy.
Oh, my goodness.
Paul,
no dessert,
Paul, but look, brother. But look, Paul.
There's nothing you can get him that's going to make him happy. Trust
chicken
me.
Chicken is different, though. You put a little bit of ranch on it. You get a pickle in there. You'll be all right. I'll be good. I'll do
all right, Pickles and ranch. Coming your way. I'll get it mild. I'll get you the kids meal that I get for my kids. No spice whatsoever. It ought to be good for you.
You know what, Paul? You was doing
there
all right.
There we go.
What kind of toy that comes with it, Paul?
What's that?
You said
I said, what kind of toy comes with the kids meal?
Yeah, well, see, now y'all already went there with DC and everybody else.
Yeah, look. Y'all got callers, man.
Linnell.
These freaky ass callers, man.
I ain't sending Linnell those kind of toys.
Yeah, y'all crazy, man. Y'all crazy.
Hey, man. There's two factors tonight. One that you know is the Philly fans. I actually graduated from Temple University, so I remember getting hit by a hoagie and out on Broad Street wearing my Redskins shirt up there. So yeah, those fans are as obnoxious as they come. Linnell's right on that one. Don't give them any credit. Sorry, Chris, you can't give them any credit. But
I'm not trying to give them credit. I'm just saying maybe their reputation isn't as especially in this joint.
Oh, no.
I mean,
Paul,
I know the old
vet
used to be a disaster.
He picks and chooses. They feed them. So
man, I witnessed it. I was there freshman year and got hit with a hoagie on Broad Street for that shirt.
You even say it correct.
It was the bird.
You even say it correct. I love it.
What's it called?
A hoagie. You got to have a hoagie.
A hoagie. Yeah. So, you know, it is actually one of the keys to victory tonight because if Washington scores quick enough, the fans will turn faster on Nick Sirianni than just about anything. They'll actually turn quicker on Sirianni than Linnell changes his opinion on the defense this year. That's how quick they will turn.
Paul off the top rope, man.
Paul is just landing some haymakers.
Come on, first few shows of the year, he hated it. He hated everybody on the defense. He was throwing Allen and Payne and all them guys.
Exactly. As soon as he had Jeremy Chin on the show, he's like, "Oh, I love Jeremy Chin, man." 2 weeks in, he was ready.
Did you hear that?
The only other key, Tomlin figured it out. If you play man defense, we're in trouble. So we gotta get it to where Jaden, where we can get them into zone situations where that VR training comes into mind, and we need to have around a 17 yard line for scoring in the end zone. We don't want to get in that red zone. Eagles are too good in the red zone, and that's the keys to the game. My guy.
Attaboy. Great call as always, Paul.
Paul, appreciate it.
Thank you, pal. Appreciate you. Paul's always a lot of fun. We appreciate him listening in Nashville on the Odyssey app. Actually, he just brought up a good point that I wanted to ask you about, and I don't know the answer to. Is the VR that we've heard so much about, does that help you more against zone than it does man-to-man? I would think so, right? That it would help you more against zone. Because usually, like, defensive coordinators want to play more zone against young quarterbacks because it's more confusing, right? It's harder to identify.
Especially with,
I wonder if the VR helps you more against zone than it does against man.
Yeah, I would probably say so, just because zone is the more difficult defense to crack. But with what Vic Fangio and the Eagles do so well is they're going to come out and it's going to look like, you know, it's going to look like they're cover three and their quarter stuff, and then they're going to roll into different coverages at the snap of the ball. Can he get a clean picture post-snap quickly? That's going to be the key. And I think if Washington can use tempo to their advantage, right, there's only going to be so much rolling they could do post-snap because there's a bunch of other things they're worried about. So the communication, I mean, the tempo thing to me is going to be bigger tonight than what it has been the past couple of weeks. Like, I don't think it hurt them. I don't think it hurt Chicago much, the tempo that they used. I don't think it was used to their advantage much. But the weeks prior, we saw how tempos hurt opposing defenses. I think tonight it hurts Philly if they can execute it.
No, that's interesting. And obviously, if you run a good tempo offense and if you get rolling, it limits substitutions and it could wear out, you know,
Jalen Carter, Jordan David. Yeah,
it could. Sure. I mean, it doesn't have to necessarily, like, exhaust them, but if they just have an extra,
if they fire off the ball a fraction later than a run hits, you know. So
absolutely, we got any more calls?
Let's go out to a bunch of calls.
Yeah,
let's go to your favorite, Little.
What's up?
What's going on, big fella?
Rooster.
Yes.
Happy birthday, big fella.
What's going on? Appreciate you, man.
Hey, big fella, I got shoes older than you, man. Happy birthday. Look, do me a favor. Do yourself a favor, man. Stay away from them inflatable dolls, man. hey, Lou started. Lou started. I'm going to finish. I told him, stay away from them inflatable dolls, Rooster.
Let me say this, Rooster.
Because you've been having a good day. Mr. Reluctant at his best today, Lanell.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know. I'm thinking they may have to do it. They can't. Oh, I'll be surprised if they do. Oh, they may have a chance. Oh, if they can, they will. Oh, we know. We never know.
They've neutered me. You guys have all neutered me.
Hold on. No. You still my man.
Okay.
But I like your demeanor, Mr. Reluctant. I'm not going to lie to you.
All right.
But look, only team that can step on the field right now with that kind of demeanor is the Giants and the Jets. They don't know what the hell is going to happen. But look, the way we've been playing sentiment and adamant up to our opponent, Rooster. So the only thing that's been holding us back is we can stay away from that AFC ref crew. They call both of the games. The games, the Ravens, they call, and they call the game, and the Pittsburgh. We need to stay away from the AFC crew, man, because they cost us two games, man. And look, I was ready to drop a boatload, if we had got that first down. That on the money line that we pull that kid, because we're going to win that game. We get that first down, that kid going to win. But who? I'm going to get off the line. I'm going to let Paulie get in. Cause I know
Thank you,
got,
Little.
I
Appreciate
know he got something.
Appreciate it.
Hold on. Here's how the game going to go. When prime time game, the kid come to play. Man, look, I'm predicting the kid to almost put up 400 yards passing tonight, man. Mm. That kid's going to shine. When the lights are bright, big fella, your kid come to play. Watch what I tell you. Hey, big fella, stay up, man. Happy breakfast. Enjoy your day, man.
Appreciate you.
Hey, you know, I don't know anything about the. I mean, this officiating crew tonight is Adrian Hill's officiating crew. I have no idea if they've done a game. I would have to check that. I don't really pay attention, honestly, much to that unless it's brought to my attention. But the one thing that I would say that I do worry about a little bit tonight, in general, is, you know, we know they've kind of had some illegal man downfields that have wiped out some big plays. I wonder, because this offensive line is somewhat compromised and you're trying to give Jaden just an extra half tick, if there's a little bit more of the holding call varieties, you know, tonight, maybe a holding that wipes out a big play. I mean, I hope that's not the case. I hope that's not the case. I hope if there's penalties called, it's not against Benjamin St. Juste and it is in favor of Noah Brown. But I just, for whatever reason, I feel and I sense that a big holding penalty is going to take away a big play or hurt them tonight. And I hope that's not the case. But, you know, I mean, I can't tell you I don't feel that right here. All right, 301-230-0980. Why don't we get some more calls in here?
Yeah, Andre. Alexandria, what's going on, Andre?
What's up, Andre?
Hey, well, happy birthday, Neil.
Appreciate
and,
you, man.
Hi to the other guy that you're working with. The other guy you're working with. Hey, what's up? I know I'm a big Linnell fan. I'm a big Linnell fan. If he says 10 feet of snow outside right now and it's sunny outside, I'm saying you're right. But anyway, I don't want P-Rob.
That explains a lot about you, Andre.
Oh, hey, well, thank you for the compliment.
Don't be a hater, man.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's why I call him the other guy, Linnell and the other guy.
Yeah.
You know, but anyway, I don't want P-Rob to doing that short yardage and goal line. I want to preserve his leg because he keeps getting hurt in his legs. So we need to use that 320-pound fullback that's mean and athletic and that's off to bring the pain and get that short yardage for him and give, you know, number 8 a break on that short yardage. You can't stop 320 pounds, man. You can't.
Who's the 320-pound fullback?
I said bring the pain, Deron Payne.
Oh, Deron Payne.
Man, his ass need to worry about not getting blown off the ball by Landon Dickerson and Mekhi Becton. Deron Payne will be in hell tonight. I know that's Kevin Sheehan's favorite guy. But if Deron Payne don't show up tonight, they're gonna get run all over.
Well, I'm going to stop being a fan if he doesn't show up tonight. If he don't show up, he got to be double team and triple team, which is going to open somebody else up. I'm going to be watching him.
Mekhi,
sure.
You know, I'll tell you this. Thank you for the call. And this appreciate is the other guy, Andre. By the way. So the other guy will weigh in here and chime in. Mekhi Becton has been an interesting, you know, addition to this offensive line. He was drafted, what, number 11 overall and constantly injured with the Jets. But at tackle, and they tried him at both tackle positions. The Eagles have him at guard. And right guard has been a little bit of an issue for them of all the things that they've had. This year, they had to replace Kelsey at center, and they've done that with Cam Jurgens, and he's been around for a while. They're getting Jordan Mailata back. You mentioned Landon Dickerson. We all know about Lane Johnson. When Lane Johnson's on the field, he's one of the best, if not the best, right tackles in the game. But Mekhi Becton at guard has, I mean, obviously helped their running game along with the slashing ability of Saquon Barkley. But I wonder how the Commanders pass rush is going to attack this game, because you'd think just straight up, right, that you'd have to blitz a lot to get through that offensive line. But if you blitz a lot, you're playing a lot of man. And I think they're going to play a little bit softer coverage, try and keep everything behind them. So I don't know if the pass rush is going to be as big of a factor as it kind of has been over the last 6-7 weeks or whatever it is. And if that's the case, Are they going to be pressed into more pressure packages because nothing else is working,
but Chris,
or can they get home with four?
I just don't think that that's the way you beat Jalen Hurts, is by sending a bunch of pressure. He's a guy that doesn't consistently throw with anticipation, takes a long time going through his reads and his progressions. Mm-hmm. I'm going heavy zone and make him make some tight window throws. So Jalen Hurts was pressured on a season high 53% of his dropbacks last week, was still 7-9, 115, and 2 touchdowns on that. Since week 3,
pressured or blitzed?
Pressure.
Did you say pressured? Okay.
Pressured. He was 7-9 on those attempts.
Mm-hmm.
He's thrown four touchdowns, no picks under pressure since week three, and he's got eight rushing touchdowns in his last four games.
All right, so what's your answer?
You just sit back and play
kind of soft and keep everything in front of you, right?
Yeah, you play coverage and you come up and tackle.
I mean, that makes sense to me. I mean, surprisingly, we're going to agree. I mean, because, you know, like I've been calling, you know, for Joe Witt Jr. all year long. Like when they went to Cincinnati for that week three Monday night game, everybody was talking about, oh, Joe Burrow's going to carve you up. And he did. I was like, man, you've got to take the hit stick out. You know, you've got to do this arrive violently thing. You've got to arrive, period. Against Jalen Hurts, I know you don't want to give him time to dance around, run around, and extend plays, but I just don't know, especially without Lattimore, I just don't know if you can be uber aggressive. I think you take your shots. I just don't know if you can blitz, I don't know, 25% of the time. I think you kind of play it conservative and try and keep everything in front of you.
But this is the thing. It plays right into the hand of Jalen Hurts. Like I just said a moment ago, blitzing him makes it easier on his eyes, right? Like, unless you can really disguise your blitzes and do a good job with that, which Washington has not done a good job of disguising stuff this year, you blitzing him, it kind of tells him where to go with the football easier, is how I would put it. I think you play coverage,
I think that's fair,
and make him go through the progressions and earn it. I don't think he could do that consistently. He may gash you a couple of times.
Washington is, let me see here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7th. In the NFL, according to Pro Football Reference, in blitz percentage, blitz per dropback at 30.6, right? So would you say if you were Joe Witt,
what was their ranking again?
7th in the NFL in terms of most highest blitz percentage, so behind Minnesota, which 38.9%, Denver, Kansas City, Cleveland, Dallas, Detroit. Some good defenses and some not so good defenses there. And obviously Dallas, I'm sure, went up when Micah Parsons was out because they had to generate more pass rush pressure. But they are 30.6. That's a little bit lower than they were, I think, earlier in the season. Would you say blitz a quarter of the time? Would you blitz 20% of the time? If you're just trying to assign a number to it, what would you say?
If I'm going to blitz against Philadelphia, it's going to come on first and second down, first of all. I think in third down, I'm trying to get them into third and long situations where I can play coverage, and he's got to go through his progression.
That's smart.
Like that's how I would do it. I don't have an exact percentage, but my plan, I'm run blitzing on first and second down, being aggressive with my calls to try to get them to make a mistake on the early down, and then you get them into these third down spots. And if it's third and long, then – you know, you load up in coverage. There may even be times, man, where I'm sending you know, three or four guys, right? Where I'm only rushing three and I'm playing a bunch of coverage. Like,
would you attack Mailata, being that he's just getting back in the lineup and had really no practice time and he's missed the last four or five games?
I mean, you had to pick your poison, I guess so, because for the reason you just named, but I gotta look at it and go, Fowler, I don't know if we talk about it and what the pressure stuff has been like for Washington here over the past several weeks, but like Dante Fowler is on a tear right now.
He's on it, yeah.
And if you look at this is via NFL Pro, first 4 weeks, Washington 27th in defensive pressure rate. Weeks 5 through 10, they're third. A lot of that has to do with Dante Fowler and his uptick in production, but Johnny Newton's got pressures. Armstrong's got pressures. One guy we haven't talked about, and I would love to ask about his status. When do we get Javonte Jean-Baptiste back?
Well, I mean, I think this is the final game of his IR stint, if I'm not mistaken, if I've counted right. I think it is. I would have to go back and double check that. Anyway, let's hold off on that. Before we take the time out, we have a special guest joining us.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody who wants to spread birthday wishes and birthday love to you. You know him as the co-host of Gridiron Tuesday.
You mean Social Security Tuesday?
Not Social Security Tuesday, not AARP Tuesday.
Well, Tyler beat me to the punch, Mr. Lowell. And so, not to break up this dynamic duo, but I did want to wish you a happy birthday. 27, very few of us thought you'd make it this far. We're very happy that you did. And we'll take odds on another 27. But we do hope that – I hope that Rooster is kidding with this new moniker that you have adopted, allegedly. I hope it's, he's joking with you.
No, no, no. He's the main event messiah. Yeah.
It sounds ridiculous. What? I haven't heard him say it once yet. I've heard you say it 100 times. I've yet to hear him say it.
Well, parse your ears, Rick Doc Walker. You are now in contact with the main event messiah.
Oh.
A.K.A. the youngest in charge movement, Linnell Willingham.
You know, Doc,
let me tell you why Doc,
we were advocating, Doc, we were advocating for him to get rid of the youngest in charge because he's getting older.
Well, I'm still, I mean, compared to you, old. Yeah. Old guy. I mean, I'm still as young as I've ever been.
Yeah.
But no, the main event messiah, man, is because you normally catch me on the big stick 6:30 to 10, and I, you know, it's the main event over there sometimes, man. I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah, he's not happy
when we
when
don't
he,
know.
He's not happy when he's over here, Doc, you know. I mean, he thinks this is too small for of a stage for him.
Well, if
you know, but I don't know what else he's talking about.
That's all right, Doc. I often don't know either.
Yeah. But it's okay, because this is his day. He deserves one day to believe anything that's on his mind.
Yeah. Doc,
I'm not going to begrudge him that, especially on game day.
Doc, you have post-game coverage tonight. You take over
I hope I see you in some form or fashion tonight, Doc Walker.
That's not going to happen. I hope that doesn't happen. Yeah.
Doc's had enough of you, but you will be hunkering down on both 106.7 and the Team 980 and the Odyssey app for post game. What do you expect tonight, DOC? Because we didn't really get into a lot of this game on Tuesday when we last chatted. Do you think this is a must win or a should win or a no chance or very little chance to win for the Commanders?
Well, I mean, all that's fantasy. I mean, everybody's out there on both sides is trying to knock the snot out of the guy across the line from him and win the ball game. And we just got to see who shows up. Obviously, last week, it was a game in which mistakes overruled the outcome. And this is just not the time to have those. So both sides, we're trying to find out who's the contender and who's the pretender. And that'll all be discovered by midnight tonight. I can't wait to bring it to you. We got an adult freak content show tonight, and we're really excited about it. Our ratings have doubled since we've gone to adult entertainment throughout the kickoff. Yeah, and so it's going to be fun. We're excited.
DOC, man, appreciate you as always. I know you got to go back to grinding the film or.
He's already doing his 2025 draft board.
No. The players have to grind. Mm-hmm. I simply have to digest what I see.
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm not a predictor. I'm not a forecaster. You guys do all that. I just simply describe what I see. And I can't describe until I see it.
Well, there we
and
go.
And I'll tell you that tonight.
I mean, it's a good thing don't have all these hours to fill, Doc. Because, you know, let me tell you something. It's kind of hard to fill them if you're only doing that.
No. It's not even about filling. Mm-hmm. It's an honor just to be able to share your experience with the audience.
Right. No, I agree.
I'm not filling anything. It's a joy to just be in exchange with the audience.
I am so excited for Social Security Tuesday.
The DOC will be on the mic.
So you guys are acting like you're trying to build something. You act as if you're being tortured. It's a joy to do what I do.
The DOC will be behind the mic pontificating
that type of perspective
tonight on Team 980, the Odyssey app, and 106.7. The Fan, once the final gun hits from here in Philadelphia, and he'll take you into early Friday morning.
See
DOC,
you soon,
thank you, pal.
God bless the two of you. And add Essek on that, make that the three of you.
We need a lot of blessings.
I'll see you soon, Doc.
There's no doubt about that. All right, we got to take a timeout because we're way behind schedule.
Yeah,
the DOC.
You can't do the job right. No, I'm joking.
What do you want me to do? We got to go to the DOC.
I gotta. You're nice and kind to me, and you allow me to verbally spar with you. So I got to get out my windbag. Well, no, excuse me, my Throwdown Thursday's worth. And for the next half hour of the show, I will be chastising you purposefully.
Oh. Okay, well, why don't we take a timeout, and this way we can get the audience into a lather for you to pontificate and do whatever the hell else you're doing.
Paulie is on the line as well as Mark and Largo. We never hear from Mark and Largo.
That's a problem. 301-230-0980 from Philadelphia. We continue along on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, we continue along here in Philadelphia, Lincoln Financial Field. You know what, boys? Before we get back to the calls, I just went out to the main area of the press box. Here's how you know it's a big game and, like, it's a national, primetime broadcast and Amazon and all that stuff. And, you know, Jeff Bezos got more money than he knows what to do with. There might be, like, 500 people all with, like, Amazon, NFL stuff on gear just eating. I mean, I've never seen a press box this full people 5 hours before a game. Just carving it up.
On the big network tonight, man. You know, it's a big-time game, big-time matchup. Hey, look, it's all what we dream about, man.
Yeah, and, you know, now I guess the game is, locally aired on Fox 5, I believe it is, because that's the deal with Amazon Prime. Like, normally we have to watch it on Amazon Prime, but when your local team is involved, I think I heard that it's on Fox 5. For whatever that's worth, it's just kind of interesting. I mean, I know I hate, like, the Thursday night football games, to be honest with you, like, just because I can't, the way my TV is set up, I don't have a smart TV in my office. So I can't get Amazon there. So I have to use my computer in my office. And if I'm out in my living room, I can't change the channels and go back and forth between some other event. So to me, the one night, of course, that it would be locally aired back in Washington, D.C. on an over-the-air channel, I can't really enjoy it and reap the benefits. But neither here nor there. 8:15 tonight, of course, Al Michaels, Kirk Herbstreit, and the Amazon Thursday night football crew. All right, let's get back to the calls, Linnell, so we can get everybody as many in as we can.
I got Pete out of Wilmington. What up, Pete?
What's up, Pete?
Hey, happy birthday, Linnell. You're doing a great job. I love you. You know, hey, nobody can match Doc. Nobody can argue with Doc. He's the best at that. Right, Chris? You know that about that.
Absolutely.
Right?
I mean, listen, Doc makes so many substantive points, it's impossible to shake loose.
Yeah. That's how the team was back in the day. That's how the team was. Hard nose, you could beat him. But listen, you know, this is so exciting to have this game here with the Skins, and I still call the Skins, and the Philadelphia November, first place, TV, the whole bit is great. Ooh. But tonight would be a great night to surprise Philadelphia. And I mean by Jaden Daniels has to have a spectacular game. We all know that. And defense has got to be good and all that other stuff. But get the two rookies involved that haven't been really involved in the game all year. Sinat and McCaffrey. Mm. Draw up some plans for those two boys. Nobody has seen them, and they're both much better than everybody thinks. That's my opinion. And you know Sinat, he's a bull. So I'm thinking a little bit of, change it up a little bit. Get the two rookies involved on the offense.
Right, Pete.
And another thing, the defense is not as bad as everybody thinks.
I agree.
It is. They're really good in – I mean, listen.
Hold on now, Pete. What were you about to say? They're really good stopping the run?
Let me finish. No. Nobody stops the run in the NFL except like three teams. That's it. Everybody else is terrible. Now, you know that. Listen, what I'm saying is like, you know, with the two-point conversion, we've stopped just about every two-point conversion anybody's attempted on us. We're really good at doing that.
Yep.
And so for whatever reason. And another thing is you know, we've improved since the first game to now, and we're going to keep getting better. And I don't think it's great defense. I'm not saying that. But we're still pretty good, and we made some good plays last week, but we made too many mistakes, too drop many balls, it's just a lot of – it just wasn't good. We lost that game more than we got beat. But throw the two young guys in there tonight.
All right. Thank you, Pete. Appreciate it.
Happens.
Appreciate you.
Hey, happy birthday again, brother. You're really good. Love you, Chris.
I appreciate it.
Love you,
man.
Too, Pete. We talked about Luke McCaffrey earlier, and we mentioned Sinnott as well. The one play that I loved, it blew up on Twitter for some reason. 2 weeks ago, they ran Sinnott. They lined him up on the right side of the formation, kind of like almost like, a little bit behind the line of scrimmage, almost like an H-back type role. And they moved him into motion into an offset eye, and they ran third and one. This was the play that we talked about with Chris Rodriguez, where he landed that whirling dervish block. and they leaked Senate out into the left flat. So they moved him from right to offset eye into the left flat on third and one. And it went for, I think, 12 or 13 yards. It's great. If they can hit one of those in a key spot tonight, third and one, third and two, something like that, and keep the chains moving and get a big first down midfield into the red zone, what have you, that's huge.
Let's go to John, Oklahoma. We got to get through all these. There's just a lot on here.
Yeah. What's up, John?
Hey, Lionel. Happy birthday, buddy.
I appreciate you, man.
I was saying to you, but we wouldn't have no more listeners.
Yeah, probably not a good idea.
Yeah, I have a job. Hey, I think that's a must win, man, tonight because, it's a rivalry in our division, and I think we've already played the two best defenses in the league, the Ravens and the Steelers. But another reason I don't want Philadelphia to win is that they repeat to be the first repeat in about 20 years in our division. Yeah. That was how good our division.
Yeah.
Best division in football. And but I think if St. Juice can have a good game, I ain't saying lock Brown down or nothing, but I'm saying a good steady game. And I think our defensive line's getting better and better every game, guys. I really do. I ain't saying about stop and run, but I just say they're getting better across the board. And those are the two keys, I think, if we do that. Three C's, I guess I'm going to say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just offsides and the penalties and drops and stuff. I think Dan Gwynn is going to, probably talk to him and say, we've got to clean that up. When we did that to start with, we didn't lose, It was just a clean game. We looked like professionals, All across the board, everything was crisp and clean and not beat ourselves. But we gave Pittsburgh all they wanted, believe me. And that's probably the hands-down best defense. And like people said, they drafted to beat Lamar Jackson. So they were probably more ready for a team like us, a quarterback like us, than anybody. So, and we gave them all they wanted. They got out of there by the, hair of their chinny-chin-chin.
Yeah. But, all right. Thanks, John. Appreciate you. Good call as always. Listen, here's the one thing. And why, maybe I should have gone must win, because if you think about it, right, if the Eagles win this game, they're 7-2 right now, they'd be 8-2. Washington would be 7-4. And not only would that be basically a two-game difference, but also they'd have the head-to-head, so it's theoretically more. And even though you get them at Northwest Stadium later on in December, really hard to close that gap. Even though their schedule is tougher than Washington's, you can't guarantee that Washington is going to beat Dallas, that they're going to beat Tennessee, that they'll come back from the bye. And who do they have off the bye before that Philadelphia game? Can't remember. But the point being is you can't guarantee that you're just going to win all these games before you get to a rematch with Philadelphia. So in a way, unfortunately, this kind of a must-win game, or the division winner probably gets settled tonight, I guess is the best way to put it.
There's too much football left to say that, man. Let's go to Mark in Largo.
What's up, Mark?
You know what? Lee must be the Debbie Downer of every damn thing that goes on in this town. Man. Chris, you know what? For the rest of the show, just shut up.
Okay? Sorry for being realistic, Mark.
You can't say if they lose tonight, you can't say they're going to beat Dallas. You can't say they're going to beat Tennessee.
Yeah, actually, that's a damn good Chris.
They're going to beat New Orleans. You can't say they're going to do this.
New Orleans.
They're going to go back to where they were so I can keep making money off of them, so I can keep saying bad things about them. Chris, just shut up, okay? Lamel, happy birthday, bro.
I appreciate you.
Chris ain't talking because I got him on mute, all right? If Chris, you want to say like that, we don't need someone like you talking, period. So anyway, as I was saying, this is your show now. Look, Linnell, bro, this is what I got, because we ain't talking to Chris. I don't know what the hell's wrong with him. So,
would you just get on with your point? Come on.
Okay. If Washington gets off to a good start, everybody knows Philadelphia does not get off to a good start.
Yes.
If Washington can shut Philadelphia down because they'll get the ball first, then they get the ball and they score. If they do have the same game plan they had against Cincinnati, where they score on every drive, Washington wins 38-20. And it may not be that close. It's just that I think they'll get to a lead where Philadelphia will have to throw. And I think Jalen is not the Jalen that he was 2 years ago. And I think this defense will probably get the front. They got to get to him because our secondary does scare the hell out of me. I mean, I think that's evidently clear to everybody. The secondary scares the hell out of everybody. But I do think they will win this game. Plus, B-Rob is an Eagle killer. Terry McLaurin, who's an Eagle killer. B-Rob's an Eagle killer. And Chris Russell is a commander killer because he doesn't want these commanders to do any damn thing. That's why if they lose tonight, you don't think they're going to win against Dallas. You don't think they're going to win against Tennessee. You can't say they're going to win against New Orleans because it's not right for them to do that. Right, Chris?
Are you done yet?
You want them to be bad.
Are you done yet?
You need them to be bad. You know what? Hey, Linnell, remember A Few Good Men? When Jack Nicholson was on the stand,
you need me on
this
that
is what Chris is about. He wants them to be
well,
bad.
I'll be honest with you.
Linnell doesn't even know what movie you're talking about.
Me and references don't.
Yeah.
We don't.
Chris, don't you?
Yeah, Linnell doesn't even know what you're talking about. Thanks, Mark. Thanks for ruining the show. Appreciate it.
Mark, I appreciate you.
Yeah.
These freaky ass callers, man.
Can you actually play that again? That's a great drop.
These freaky ass callers, man.
I mean, I'm telling you, as freaky as they get. Our least freakiest caller, Paulie in 757. I guess this is bad on me to take Paulie up against the break, huh?
Hell to the W, man. You know what you're doing. I got a bunch of Paulies up here today. Shout out Mark. What up, baby?
Oh, man.
We got the youngest in charge, and we got the hungriest in charge. You know what I'm saying? Happy birthday, Linnell. You know what I mean? Happy born day, man.
Big fry your ass, Chris. How do you let this go on every day?
Hey, look. I would shout out the other guy, too, for calling Chris the other guy. But then when he started talking about giving Jerome Payne the football on the goal line.
Yeah, exactly.
Chicago offensive coordinator fires. I can't even co-sign you on that one.
I tell you, the disrespect on my radio show.
Hey, listen, man. Yeah, because you talk a bunch of loser talk. Loser talk all the time. Losers.
Well, maybe it's because I'm talking to a bunch of losers.
No. It's because you used to be a loser, Grimace. Anyway, the whole point is we're going to go out here and take this game from these dudes. Not play no coverage and all that. Listen, man. Listen, we got to take this game from this dude. We got to get the ground beneath our feet and the wind behind our back and be ready to go out in a blaze if we got to. Now,
why don't you get the wind beneath your wings?
You know what I mean? That's what we need to be doing, man. Taking this game. We got to dictate towards their offense. Not let their offense dictate towards us. We can't be setting ourselves up playing coverage and hoping to tackle. Like your man said, they play four down. Third and short, they're going to run because on four for short, they're going to try that push their stuff. All right? We got to go out here and take this game from them. We're going to go out here and take this game from them, man. This is our division. All right? Our time is now.
Paulie is in rare form.
You know what I'm saying? I'm ready to roll, baby.
Come on, man. I feel you. Look, you get me turned up.
Damn it. Russell all upset because they feeding the prime group and not him. What are you going to do, Russell? You know what I mean? That's how I feel about that cheesesteak, baby.
Are you done yet?
Let's snatch the game. No, I ain't done it. I won't be done until 12 o'clock when I'll be yelling, hail to the W. Because there ain't nothing better than being a Washington Commander.
Maddie gave you the gong.
Man, look, Paulie, I've been controlling the phones all day long, so for Matt to make an executive decision, I got to roll with it.
I know.
Jeremy's in Baltimore. What's up, Jeremy?
What's up, fellas?
What's up, Jeremy?
As our team gets better, I feel like our callers have to be better. We had a gentleman just say,
I agree with that.
We just let's use the game plan where we score on every drive like we did in Cincinnati. Yeah, like we can rely on that. Listen, let's get Jerome Payne in the backfield. I mean, what are we talking about?
Thank you, Jeremy. Good God.
Jeremy, people are punch drunk. People are punch drunk.
We should blitz. Let's blitz on every down. Yeah. I mean, what are we playing Madden? Yeah. I don't get it. Listen,
people are punch drunk. That's what they are.
And allow me to pick up the pace here for just a moment. The way we went, first of all, we are in a terrible spot. Let's be completely honest. We're on a short week. We had a pretty brutal loss, a game that we easily could have won, easily could have lost. We needed that game. Tonight is not a must-win in any capacity unless you are talking about trying to win the division, because nobody would have thought that we needed to beat Philly on the road at the beginning of this year, or when we started winning, would have thought that we were going to take two from Philly. Next week is an absolute must-win, without a doubt, 100%. This would be, oh, man. We are back, boy. We are back. If we somehow pull it out tonight, and this is how we do it, Jaden has to account for at least 300 yards on the ground and in the air. We have to dominate time of possession, something that we have. I think we had the ball 23 minutes last game yep. against Steelers 36 or something crazy like that. We have to – listen, I'm not a Taylor Heineke guy, but when we went into Philly,
damn, what a great call that,
that
was
night. Okay. Listen, always Jeremy from Baltimore. Don't forget, always solid call.
No, we got remember, you. We know.
Listen. When we were in 3rd and 2 for 4 hours that night and skull dragged Philly in their house,
skull drag.
We have to live because we have to keep them off the field. It. And the last thing I'll share, guys, mm-hmm. I have a friend coming from Ohio tonight. He's going to Airbnb in Baltimore to visit his family. I have a friend coming up from D.C. I'm taking my pops, who's 80 years old. We're all going to his Airbnb tonight to sit down and watch a great game. It's just an amazing time to be a Commanders fan. And do I have confidence that we're going to do it? I don't know. I have belief because I have JD5. Thanks, Bob.
Love it. Love it, Jeremy. There we go, Jeremy. Jeremy's always good. Jeremy's always good. I wish I could say the rest for the rest of the callers, but it's just an impossible ask.
Don't let this caged monster discourage you all.
These freaky ass callers.
Well, I know I called y'all freaky, but y'all was freaky today, man. Y'all got to wear that.
Yeah,
as a fan base.
You called them freaky, and I called them terrible. Some of them are terrible. All right, we got to take a timeout.
This thing on my head continues to move. I mean, Matt, yeah. I mean, is incredible.
You look adorable. I mean, it's very cute. I'm going to put up the isolated picture.
You sounded just about as freaky as the callers calling me adorable. Let's get us the break so we can get
here
out
in a
of
second.
Here.
We'll take the break. Final break of the show. Thanks to everybody who called. Dumb Dumb of the Day next. We'll wrap it up. And, we'll take you back, way back, to even when the little rooster was a kid. And then we'll tell you how ridiculous life has become. Next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're wrapping things up from here at Lincoln Financial Field. Craig Hoffman coming up next at the top of the hour. I'll rejoin him. I believe it's at 6:30, but double check on that from here in Philadelphia. And, of course, we will figure everything out in between. We got Talking Terps with Mike Loxley at 7 o'clock and then back to Burgundy and Gold in-game live with Denton Day and Toby Altizer.
He was going to say something that was going to get you that may have kept you in Philly.
I was going to, but I decided not to be a jerk because it's your birthday. Hey, do you remember Batman? Hey, did you watch the Batman movies and stuff?
No.
Yeah.
Touchdown.
Well, hopefully that's
Johnson.
Hopefully that's what we're singing for the Commanders tonight. But if you remember Batman, this story is going to appeal to you.
It's time for Dumb Dumb of the Day.
Yeah. I haven't watched the Batman movies because I don't have any time. I just watch sports and I work and I drive in lots of traffic. But Matt sent me this story out of brobible.com. Headline titled, Applications Are Now Open for a Limited Run of $3 million Fully Functional Batmobiles, but they aren't street legal. So you got to pay $3 million. You got to win a lottery, basically, is what the story said. You have to, again, pay the $3 million and you can't legally even drive them on the street. So they're apparently, Warner Brothers is overseeing the production of 10 Tumblr style Batmobiles at the price tag of $2.99 million. The potential buyers must be approved by an application process. They take 15 months to construct and deliver once the initial deposit is placed. The Batmobiles will pack a 6.2-liter, 525-horsepower engine and weigh in at over 5,500 pounds, which if I keep eating the way I have been the last couple of weeks, I might get to that point.
I don't know why that just took me.
As well.
You said it so subtly.
We're talking about a literal tank.
I know.
There's apparently a smokescreen delivery system, and you can do all sorts of things. But again, it is not street legal. So legally, you cannot drive it around. So you can buy a $3 million Batmobile and not be able to legally take it out of your garage or off your driveway. To which I say this. If you got $3 million and nothing to do with it, hey, man, donate it to Best Buddies. I'd gladly take it off your hands. Don't buy a stupid Batmobile. I love Batman.
They can donate some to Best Buddies. They donate some to me.
Yeah, right, yeah. Right, you could pay Linnell's mortgage for, like, the next, I don't know, couple of years, something like that.
I wish I had a damn mortgage.
There you go. Well, all right, rent, whatever. But anyway, if you've got $3 million to buy a Batmobile that you can't even legally drive, man, you're already a dum-dum.
Congratulations, you're Chris's dum-dum of the day.
Can you imagine having that kind of jack and buying something like that that you can't even legally use? And yet there's going to be people, I'm telling you, all over the place that are lining up to apply.
People are this. Do we give things. An official prediction? Is that allowed? Do you do that on game days?
Let's quickly do it.
Fellas, come back. 8-3. I like Washington. I said I wasn't going to pick them all week. I like Washington 26-20. I think defense plays a big part in today and forces a few turnovers.
All right. I'm going Eagles 27, Washington 23. So the Eagles cover the 3.5 and win outright in this battle for first place in the NFC East. Greg Hoffman coming up next. I'll rejoin him later from here in Philadelphia. Thanks to Matty Ice. Happy birthday, Nell Nell. Appreciate you. And thanks to everybody who called and was a part of the show. Again, Hoffman up next. I'll see you later on from Philadelphia for Thursday Night Football on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.